我们刚刚过了一个感恩节。
We just celebrated Thanksgiving.
感恩节，这是一种西方基督教国家好像独特的一个节期。
Thanksgiving is a holiday that is more unique, that is pretty much found only in Western Christian countries.
当然，在十月、十一月是美国跟加拿大的感恩节。
In October and November are the Thanksgiving holidays for Canada and the U.S.
其实，在欧洲很多国家也有他们不同时间的感恩节。
Many countries in Europe also have Thanksgiving at different points in time.
在美国感恩节吃火鸡。
In the U.S. for Thanksgiving we eat turkey.
因为英国人到美国来第一次看到火鸡。
Because when the Englishmen came over to the U.S. they saw turkey for the first time.
丹麦人感恩节吃什么呢？
Oh, in Denmark, what do people eat there for Thanksgiving?
他们吃鹅。
They eat goose.
当然我没有去查德国人吃什么，法国人吃什么，不过反正每个国家都吃不同的东西。
I didn't go and look up what the French eat or what the German eat, but every country eats something different.
因为照我所知道，欧洲是没有火鸡的。
Because as far as I know, there's no turkey in Europe.
那是除了西方国家以外呢？
But what about other than Western countries?
好像在我们中国或者其他的民族没有这种感恩节的这种观念。
It seems like in China or in other ethnic groups, there doesn't seem to be this kind of Thanksgiving holiday.
我们因为在西方感恩节是全家团聚的时候。
In Western countries for Thanksgiving, it's the whole family getting together.
那中国人什么时候全家在一起了？
When do, for Chinese people, when do the whole families get together?
过年。
Chinese New Year.
过年叫做过了一年。
Chinese New Year means another year has passed.
也就是强调旧的一年过去了。
It emphasizes the passing of the old year.
然后要迎接新的一年。
And welcoming the new year.
在过年的时候。
During Chinese New Year.
我们中国人很少感谢谁感谢谁的。
Chinese people rarely give thanks to someone or someone else.
只有小孩子会的。
Only the children will give thanks.
他要谢谢奶奶爷爷给红包。
They thank their grandparents for giving them the red envelopes with money.
就是恭喜恭喜，红包拿来。
恭喜恭喜，红包拿来。You guys know what that means, right? Yeah.
所以我们的谢谢只是因为有红包。
So they give thanks because there's the red envelopes with money.
如果没有红包呢？
If there were no red envelopes,
小孩子会生气的。
They would be angry.
或者红包太少了。
Or there's not enough money in there, or not enough red envelopes.
我们顶多谢谢爷爷奶奶。
They thank grandma and grandpa at most.
你很少见到天的。
They rarely thank those in the heavens.
所以我们中国人过年没有感谢的这种意思在里面。
So for Chinese people during Chinese New Year, there is no meaning of giving thanks.
你知道穆斯林怎么过节的？
Do you know how the Muslims celebrate the holidays?
穆斯林呢，他们有一个月的叫斋戒月，叫 Ramadan.
They have a one-month-long holiday called Ramadan.
一个月不是一个月都不吃东西哦。
For one month, it's not that they don't eat for the whole month.
他们只是从早上六点到下午六点，这十二小时不能吃东西。
From the morning at 6 a.m. until the evening at 6 p.m. for these 12 hours, they cannot eat anything.
下午六点钟以后就可以尽量吃。
After 6 p.m., they can eat as much as they want.
一个月以后。
After a month.
他们有一个节期。
They have a holiday.
我们中文叫做开斋节，他们的穆斯林叫做 Eid al-Fitr.
So in English, it roughly translates to the Feast of Breaking Fast.
就是斋戒结束了。
So the fast is over.
所以他们会连吃三天。
And they will eat constantly for 3 days.
从早吃到晚。
From morning until night.
所以那是他们的过年。
That's their, like their New Year's.
但是他们这个时候也是因为可以吃东西了，很欢，好高兴。
So it's at that time because they can eat, they're very happy.
他们也并不是因为感谢神而庆祝。
It is not because they are giving thanks to the Lord and celebrating because of that.
所以感恩节是一个西方国家受基督教影响而有的一个节气。
So Thanksgiving is a holiday that we have because of the influence of Christianity on Western cultures.
而且其中的重点是什么？
And what is the emphasis here?
主要是感谢神。
It is primarily on giving thanks to God.
因为感谢神，所以感谢 周围的人。
Because we are giving thanks to God, so we also give thanks to those around us.
因为神受过周围的人给我们许多帮助。
Because the Lord has used those around us to help us.
所以真正给我们恩典的是天上的神。
So the one truly giving us grace is God in the heavens.
诗篇第一百篇。
Psalm 100.
事实上从九十一篇、九一、九二、九三，一直到九十九篇都是感谢诗歌。
Starting from Psalm 91 through Psalm 99 are all psalms of thanksgiving.
那这一篇是这前面九篇的一个总结。
Psalm 100 is the conclusion of the psalms before from 91 to 99.
而且这首很短的诗篇有七个动词。
This very short psalm has seven verbs.
这七个动词都是命令的。
These seven verbs are all command style verbs.
那我们中文的翻译呢，因为词句的问题，有时候你会可能搞错了，它到底哪一个是动词。
In Chinese, it's sometimes hard to differentiate which one is the verb.
第一个动词是第二节，要当侍奉，当侍奉，这个是个动词。
The first verb is in verse 2, and it's serve.
第二个是第三节，当晓得。
The second one is in verse 3, which is know.
第三个动词呢，是第四节。
The third one is in verse 4.
不是当称谢，是当以感称谢和赞美进入，进入呢是个动词，当进入他的门，他的院。
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
第四个是当感谢，当赞美，当感谢。第四个是当感谢他，那个感谢是动词。
The fourth one is give thanks, that's the verb.
第五个就是当称颂。
The fifth one is to shout for 称颂。
Okay, praise.
Praise.
总而言之啊，我刚刚算了算，其实大概几个。当欢其实第一节我刚说漏的一个，当欢呼啊，当向耶和华欢呼，这是第一个动词。当欢呼，当侍奉，当来向他献歌唱。我刚刚忘了漏了一个，当来啊，当晓得，当进入，当感谢，当称颂，一共有七个。
Okay, so in total there are seven: shout for joy, serve, come, know, enter, give thanks, and praise.
你知道？在犹太人当中，七是个完全的数字。
For Jewish people, seven is a perfect number.
所以七个动词来表达这一个颂赞。
So seven verbs to represent this praise.
表示出这个诗人写这首诗歌的时候。
It means that when the psalmist wrote this psalm,
他用七个命令。
He was using seven commands.
要求信徒来称颂神。
Calling the people to come and praise the Lord.
第一节是一个呼召。
The first verse is a calling.
他这边提到说，普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
He says here, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
普天下，这个词指的好像全世界。
The all the earth used here refers to all of the earth.
但是，如果对犹太人来说呢？
For Jewish people specifically.
难道犹太人在天下吗？在各地方吗？
Jewish people are scattered all over the earth.
但是你知道，当他写这首诗篇的时候，
But when he wrote this psalm,
犹太人可能还在这个巴勒斯坦。
Jewish people were still in Palestine.
但也可能他们已经被俘虏到外国去了。
But perhaps they had already been captured and taken elsewhere.
所以他呼召所有的犹太人都要来称颂神。
So he was calling all of the Jewish people around the world to.
因此是天下各地。
So it is all the earth everywhere.
而且被呼召来称颂神的人。
And those who were called to praise the Lord.
不只是犹太人。
He was calling not only Jewish people.
所有被他拣选的人。
But he was calling all that he had chosen.
那就是今天的基督徒。
So it's all believers today, all Christians.
所以今天我们是全世界的基督徒，都要一起向神称颂。
So today, all Christians on the earth must praise the Lord.
那这边说用"欢呼"这个字，当欢呼。
So the the term shout for joy used here.
这是第一个动词，这个欢呼的意思是称颂的时候有表情有感情的啊。
This is the first verb, so when you are praising, you need to do it with expression and emotion.
我看刚才在感恩的时候，在线上感恩的时候，儿童啊，青少年。
When I was watching the children and the youth give thanks before.
我相信小朋友他们的表情是最丰富的。
I believe that the expressions on the children's faces were the most expressive.
他们无论在读圣经、唱诗歌的时候。
Whether they were reciting a Bible verse or singing.
青少年就比较紧张一点。
The youths were a little more nervous, it seemed.
他们可能也看到他的爸爸妈妈这些我们的成年人在这里。
Perhaps they saw their parents and the other adults in the congregation.
当我们在唱我们在主里是一家人的时候。
When they were saying we are one family together in Christ.
我相信你们可以看到他们的表情，他们也看到你们的表情。
You could see their expressions and they could also see your expressions.
你们真的在欢呼吗？
Were you really shouting for joy?
所以这边第一个动词是要欢呼。
So the first verb here is shout for joy.
要从心里发出这种的感谢和欢喜的声音。
Give thanks from within, from the bottom of your heart.
所以我们所有的人
So everyone
包括青少年儿童包括我们成年人
Including youths, the children, and even adults
我要问我们自己我们从心里感谢什么
We need to ask ourselves Are we really giving thanks to God from the bottom of our hearts
我们的表情会说出我们真正的心意
Our expressions The expressions on our faces will reveal what is really inside of us
你可以想象哈
You can imagine.
我们当中前几天有人向另外一个人求婚了。
Someone in our congregation proposed to someone else in the congregation a few days ago.
你想象，假如你要跟一个人求婚的时候
，Can you imagine if you are proposing to someone?
你是怎么样的表情
？What is the expression on your face?
你可以拿出个戒指，一个 ring。
Do you take out a ring?
看着他说
And you look at him for her.
这给你
Here, this is for you.
然后一点表情都没有
Without any expression on your face.
那如果那人问你说干什么
And if the person asks you, what's this for?
没有什么，就给你嘛
Would you say, it's nothing, just giving it to you.
那然后呢
And then?
以后跟我一辈子
Spend the rest of your life with me.
你想那个人会嫁给你吗
Do you think that person will marry you?
No.
No.
然后拿个戒指，如果你说我爱你
，If you take the ring and say I love you，
没感情的，没表情的
，Without any emotion or expression。
所以现在他们要求婚的时候
，So now when they ask for your hand in marriage，
他们要嘴巴含着一支玫瑰花
，They have to hold a rose in their mouth，
然后拿一个戒指。
And take her to the ring.
要跪下来
And get on your knees.
哦，这样子
And like
that. 然后人家还考虑不一定要嫁给你
And people still may consider not marrying you.
那如果拿了像一个什么东西这样随便给人家 No.
If you just take the ring and casually give it.
所以你的表情跟你的心意是一致的
So the expression on your face and what's in your heart is one and the same.
如果你对神感谢的时候
When you give thanks to the Lord.
你真的会欢呼
If you're truly shouting for joy.
所以第一个动词是当向耶和华欢呼。
So the first verb is shout for joy to the Lord.
第二到第三节呢
？Verses 2-3.
他提到说，第二节说你们要乐意侍奉耶和华。
Verses 2-3 says worship the Lord with gladness.
乐意侍奉耶和华。
Worship the Lord with gladness.
侍奉这个动词哈，我们中文翻译是服务或者是服侍的意思。
So this verb worship in Chinese is translated as to serve.
Serve. 但是在希伯来原文这个字是可以翻译成敬拜的。
But in the original Hebrew it can be translated as to worship.
所以在英文的版本呢，常见的这个 NIV 哈 New International Version 是翻译成 worship， 然后 NASB 另外一个版本是翻译成Serve 就是我们的侍奉。
So in the NIV version, it translates it into worship, but in the New American Standard Bible version, it translates it as to serve.
其实 这个地方跟罗马书十二章第一节是一样的。
This is the same concept expressed in Romans 12:1.
罗马书十二章第一节也要我们把自己献上当作活祭。
Romans 12:1 also calls us to be sacrifices.
然后呢，去侍奉神。
And then to serve the Lord.
这个侍奉这个字的中文在英文同样有些地方是翻译成 worship， 如此敬拜。
This verb to serve in English is also sometimes translated as to worship.
我们礼拜天来这边所谓的做礼拜。
When we come to church on Sundays for service.
如果人家问你说，你礼拜天去哪里啊？
If somebody asks you, where do you go on Sundays?
你会说，我去教堂。
You would say, I go to church.
做教堂做什么呀？
And they would say, what do you do at church?
我们有时候会回答说，我去英文是叫做，我去 Sunday worship。For Sunday service.
So sometimes you would respond, I go to Sunday service or I go to Sunday worship.
所以你就知道 service, worship 其实这是一个字的两种的不同的翻译。
So you can see that worship and service are two translations of the same term.
也就是说这两件事情是一体的两面。
It also means that these two things, worship and service, are two sides of the same coin.
任何的服事。
Any kind of service.
如果你是为主做的。
As long as it is done for the Lord,
那个就是一个 worship, 就是一个敬拜。
That is a form of worship.
换句话说，我们如果参加诗班唱诗，
if we sing in the choir,
我们做儿童主日学老师，
we teach the children Sunday school,
这些当然是一种敬拜。
All of these, of course, are a form of worship.
可是如果你在厨房帮忙一些事情，
but what if you are helping out in the kitchen?
如果是为主做的，
if it is done for the Lord,
这是敬拜的一部分。
This is a part of worship.
你在做一些慈善的服务。
If you're doing some work with charities.
如果是为主做的。
If it is done for the Lord.
在神看来，这是一个敬拜。
In the Lord's eyes, this is a form of worship.
敬拜不只是礼拜天早上。
Worship is not only on Sunday mornings.
不只是在这个教堂的空间内的。
It is not only within the confines of the church building.
甚至你在公司里面，
even when you are at work at the office，
你在学校的时候，
at school，
你好好的读书，
as long as you study，
尽力的去学习，
with as study as hard as you can，
你在跟同学一起的时候，
when you're with your friends，
能够好好的照顾你的同学，
you can be considerate and take care of your friends。
有的小孩子被别人欺负被 bullying 的时候，
some kids get picked on or are bullied by others，
你可以保护他，
if you protect him，
你为主做的话，
if you're doing it for the Lord，
that is a worship，
that is worship，
这是一个敬拜，
this is a form of worship。
所以不要把敬拜的观念缩小成在教堂里礼拜天早上，
so do not limit your concept of worship to only Sunday mornings in the church。
所以这个诗人说你们要很快乐的乐意的来侍奉耶和华，来敬拜耶和华。
So the psalmist is calling the people to gladly worship the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
待会会解释为什么我们要来乐意敬侍奉他。
Later I will explain why.
接下来第三个动词是当来向他歌唱。
The next verb is to come.
来向他歌唱。
Come before him with joyful songs.
这跟欢呼的意思是类似的。
This is similar to
the first verse.
To the first verse. Oh, to shout for joy.
Yeah. 然后为什么要乐意侍奉他？为什么要来向他歌唱呢？
Why should we willingly serve the Lord and sing praise?
答案在第三节。
Verse 3.
因为你们当晓得，当知道一件事情。
Because you must know something.
知道什么？耶和华是神。
Know that the Lord is God.
他是神，跟我有什么关系？
The fact that He is God, what does that have to do with me?
两件事情。
Two things.
第一
，First，
我们是他造的。
We are created by Him.
他是创造者，我是被造的人。
He is the Creator. We are the created ones.
我们的关系是创造者跟被造的人之间的关系。
The relationship between God and us is that He is the Creator and we are the created ones.
所以他是创造一切的至高至大的神。
So He is the great God who has created all things.
但第二件事情。
The second thing.
不但他是我的创造者，
not only is he our creator，
我们是属他的，
we belong to him，
我们跟他的关系是好像我们跟他有一个归属感， belong to him，
our relationship with him is such that we belong to him。
然后他怎么说我们跟他的关系是什么？
What does he say about our relationship to him？
第一，我们是他的民。
First, we are his people。
第二个，我们是他的羊。
We are also his sheep。
这两个都是我们跟神之间的关系。
Both of these are the relationships between us and God。
我们是他的百姓，是他的民。
We are his people。
表示他是君王。
It means that he is the king。
他是统治者。
He is
ruling over us.
He rules over us.
所以呢，我们受他保护的意思。
And so we are under his protection.
所以他有一个保护者的角色。
He has the role of the protector.
我们是他的羊。
We are his sheep.
那羊跟牧羊人有什么关系？
So what is the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd?
圣经常常用牧羊人跟羊来形容我们跟神的关系。
The Bible often uses the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd as a metaphor for the relationship between God and us.
这强调神不但是创造者，他是供应者。
This emphasizes that God is not only the creator, but he is the provider.
他供应我们一切的需要。
He provides for us all that we need.
所以他的称颂是代表神的创造，代表他的伟大。
So in praising him, we are, it represents his greatness and his,
his creation.
His creation.
第二个是包括称颂神是因为他的供应。
The second, we praise him for his provisions.
那这个东西是我们跟神的关系的两面。
This is the two facets to our relationship with the Lord.
因为这样的缘故，
because of this reason,
我们乐意侍奉神。
We willingly, gladly serve the Lord.
因为他是我的保护者。
Because he is our protector.
我很乐于为他来服务。
We willingly serve him.
因为他是我的供应的
神。Because he is our provider.
我也很乐意地向他献上歌唱赞美。
We also very willingly sing praise to him.
所以我们是他草场的羊。
We are the sheep in his pasture.
这是一个很美的一个图画。
This is a very beautiful picture.
在诗篇二十三篇。
In Psalm 23.
我们也常常唱到那首诗篇。
We frequently read this.
就是
Psalm.
他是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我们不必担心任何的需要。
We don't need to worry about anything.
所以我们可以躺卧在青草地上。
So we can lie in green pastures.
所以那种的情景形容。我们在神的恩典保护之下。
And that kind of imagery represents that we are protected under God's grace.
所以我们是他草场的羊。
We are the sheep in his pasture.
他的保护，他的供应，他的一切。
He protects us and he provides for us.
第四、第五节呢？
Verses 4-5.
是提到强调那个感谢的部分。
Emphasizes the giving thanks.
他提到那个当进入啊，这是它的另外一个动词，要进入，进入他的门，进入他的院。
The verb is enter his gates and his courts.
这个进入，这个门跟院是指什么？
This entering, the gate and the court that it refers to, what does it refer to?
其实那就是圣殿。
It refers to the temple.
进入圣殿去敬拜神的时候。
Entering the temple to worship the Lord.
你进入这个门的时候。
When you enter the gates.
你要以欢喜的心进入这个门，进入这个院。
You must do it with a joyful heart.
我不知道每个礼拜天早上你到教会来的时候。
I don't know every Sunday when you come to church.
你会带着什么样的心情？
What kind of emotions do you bring with you?
在美国以前的时候。
In the U.S. in the past.
他们有些人可能住在比较偏远的地方，家庭不是很有钱。
Some people lived in more rural areas and their families were somewhat poor.
因此礼拜天的时候，
Thus, on Sundays,
他们的父母也还预备了一双鞋子。
Their parents would prepare for them one pair of shoes.
只有礼拜天可以穿的。
That can only be worn on Sundays.
就是 Sunday shoes.
These are their Sunday shoes.
还有 Sunday dress, 礼拜天穿的衣服。
And their Sunday clothes, clothes they only wear on Sundays.
那礼拜一到礼拜六穿什么鞋？
What kind of shoes do they wear from Monday through Saturday?
不穿鞋。
They don't wear shoes.
在台湾。
in Taiwan.
很多基督徒就说他小的时候就是这样子的。
Many Christians said it was like this for them when they were young.
礼拜一到礼拜六。
Monday through Saturday.
去上学都不穿鞋的。
They wouldn't wear shoes even to school.
但只有一双鞋是礼拜天穿的。
They would only have one pair of shoes that were for Sunday.
所以那些小孩子从小在这个基督教家庭长大的时候。
So kids who grow up in a Christian family.
他们就很期望的礼拜天早上终于可以穿那双鞋了。
They would eagerly anticipate Sunday morning when they could finally wear those shoes and wear those clothes.
那只有礼拜天可以穿的。
Only could be worn on Sundays.
然后当然去了教会有很多叔叔伯伯阿姨什么什么婶婶。
Of course, when they would go to church on Sundays, they would see many aunties and uncles, etc.
然后很多好朋友。
And many friends.
所以这是他们很期望的进入教会的时候。
So they would very eagerly anticipate going to church on Sundays.
不过这是小孩子的想法。
But this is kids.
我们成为大人以后。
After we become adults.
可能我们的想法不一样。
Perhaps our thinking has changed.
但是诗人提醒我们。
But the psalmist reminds us,
进入他的门，进入他的院的时候，
when you enter his gates and his courts,
要以称谢、以赞美的心进入他的门，进入他的院。
With hearts of thanksgiving and praise, enter his courts.
否则我们进入一个教会里的时候，
otherwise when you enter the church,
我们到一个地方来敬拜神的时候，
when you come to a place to worship God,
没有感谢的心，没有赞美的心，
if we do not have hearts of thanksgiving and praise,
这是不合适的。
This is not appropriate.
是神所不喜悦的。
It is not something that God wants.
那我为什么会有感谢和赞美的心进入他的门和他的院呢？
So why do we have hearts of thanksgiving and praise when we enter His court?
所以最后一个动词是最后一个说，当感谢他。
So the last verb is to give thanks.
当称颂他的名。
And praise His.
最后两个动词，一个是感谢，一个是称颂。
So the last two verbs are give thanks and praise his name.
为什么感谢和称颂呢？
Why should we give thanks and praise?
第五节提供那个答案。
The verse five provides the answer.
因为耶和华本为善。
Because God is good.
就是因为这一点。
Because of this.
耶和华本为善。
Because God is good.
所以你当赞美，当感谢。
So when you give thanks and praise the Lord.
那么他提到说他本为善的时候，
when he says the Lord is good,
他提到两部分。
He raises two parts.
一个是他的慈爱，第二个他的信实。
The first is his love, and the second is his faithfulness.
但这两个都是一个永恒的。
Both of these are forever.
他的慈爱存到永远。
His love endures forever.
他的信实直到万代。
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
两个是平行句的。
Both are parallel.
Yeah, parallel. 那这两个都是一种有永恒价值的东西。
Both of these are everlasting.
这两个都是神的本性。
Both of these are in God's nature.
神是爱。
God is love.
神也是信实的。
God is also faithful.
这两个是神永远不变的本性。
So these are characteristics in God's nature that never changes.
这就是所谓神本为善的意思。
This is the meaning of God is good.
就因为神本为善。
Because God is good.
我们应该赞美，应该感谢。
So we must praise and give thanks.
这提醒我们一件事情。
This reminds us of something.
我们感谢神的时候。
When we give thanks to the Lord.
我们很容易感谢神为我做的事情。
It is very easy to give thanks to God for what He has done for us.
我们也应该感谢神。
But we must also give thanks to the Lord.
只单单因为他是谁。
Solely for who he is.
他的本性。
His nature.
单单这一点就应该让我们感谢和称颂。
This in and of itself should make us want to give thanks.
而不只是谢谢神给我这给我那。
We should not only want to thank God for giving me this or giving me that.
如果一个小孙子对他的爷爷说，
If a small child says to his grandfather,
爷爷，谢谢你的红包。
Grandpa, thank you for the red envelope.
谢谢你给我的大红包。
Thank you for giving me a big red envelope.
如果今天没有红包呢？
But what if there's no red envelope today?
爷爷，你很不好，没有给我红包。
Grandpa, you were not good. You did not give me a red envelope.
如果一个孙子他懂的话呢？
If a grandson
他了解的话呢
，understood，
他不会说爷爷，谢谢您给我个大红包。
He wouldn't say, Grandpa, thank you for the red envelope.
他会说爷爷。
He would say, Grandpa，
你送不送红包都没有关系。
Whether or not you give me a red envelope, it doesn't matter.
我很高兴，谢谢你，我有这样一个爷爷。
I'm just so thankful that I have a grandpa like you.
那就对了。
That's the correct way.
因为他是谁而你感谢。
Because of who he is, so you give thanks.
不要只是因为他为你做了什么而感谢。
Not only giving thanks because of what he has done for you.
我们当然应该为神所做的感谢神。
Of course, we should give thanks to God for what he has done.
我们应该为人为我所做的感谢他。
We also should give him thanks for what others have done for us.
可是应该真正的感谢不仅仅是如此。
But true thanksgiving is not only like this.
我们中国人也有这样的说法。
We Chinese people also have this kind of saying.
也许不太好翻译哈。君子之交淡如水。True friendship, you know, just like water. 什么意思啊？就是说，真正的好朋友不是要给你什么，给你什么，给你什么的。
Okay, real friends is not only about what they give you and constantly give.
就是这个人是值得你交的好朋友。
Is that this person in and of itself is worthy to be your friend?
在我们之间，你给我什么，我给你之间，好像水一样，淡淡的。Nothing to say, 没有什么特别可说的。
Between two friends, giving things is like water. There's nothing much, not much substance there.
Yeah, yeah. 但是就是因为你这个人跟我这个人之间，我们彼此欣赏。
But because you can mutually appreciate who each other is.
就是我们交你这个朋友是因为 who you are, not what you did.这是真正的朋友。
So if I am friends with you because of who you are, but not what you do, that is true friendship.
感谢神。
Giving thanks to God.
应该是为了 who he is, 神是谁而感谢。
Should be for who he is, and because of that we give thanks.
不是只是 what he did for me, 不是只是为神为我做什么而感谢。
Not only because of what he has done for us.
这是这首诗篇所教导我们的。
This is what this psalm is teaching us.
所以呢，我的结论是。
So my conclusion is,
第一
，first，
真正的敬拜
，true worship，
是可以在任何时间、任何地方用不同的任何方式。
Can be done at any time, at any place, and in any way.
你知道，真心为主做的。
To wholeheartedly do something for the Lord.
即使在教堂以外的地方，你所做的是神所喜悦的敬拜。
Even if you're doing it outside of the church, if it is accepted by the Lord.
所以以弗所书第六章曾经提到。
So Ephesians 6.
你如果服侍你工作的主人。
If you serve the master that you work for.
你服侍他好像服侍主，不是服侍人。
When you serve him, you are serving the Lord, not serving people.
所以你为主的缘故可能受到委屈。
So for the sake of the Lord, perhaps you suffer inequality.
或者我做的比别人还多。
Or you do more than others.
但是也没有得到更好的待遇。
But you didn't receive anything better in return.
但是我做给神看。
But when you do it for the Lord,
在神看来。
In the eyes of the Lord,
这是一种敬拜。
This is a form of worship.
这是为神做的美好的见证。
This is a beautiful testimony for the Lord.
所以我们在学校学习的时候
So when we are studying at school,
我们做学生的时候
When we are students,
你要好好做功课
You have to study diligently.
不是只是做给父母看
You're not doing it only for your parents to see.
不是只是为了得的这个或那个奖赏
It's not only to receive a commendation from others,
或者可以进好学校
Or in order to get into a good school.
我是要为主做的
It is done for the Lord.
神如果看到我忠心的好好做学生、做功课、做一切的事情
，If you are doing things well and to the best of your abilities，
这是我们对神的敬拜。
This is our worship to the Lord.
反过来说
，On the other hand，
你不好好做功课
，If you do not study diligently，
公司的同事对班上的同学。 不尊敬的话，
if you do not treat your coworkers or your classmates with respect，
那就好像你在敬拜神的时候很散漫，一样不讨神喜悦。
That is also being disrespectful to the Lord in worship.
第二件事情，
the second thing，
在这个感谢的时候，
when we are giving thanks，
我们需要学习知道怎么样数算主的恩典。
We must learn how to count our blessings from the Lord.
好像我们前面唱的诗歌一样。
Just like the hymn that we sang earlier on.
可是，一样一样算的时候。
But when we count them one by one.
你可能会发现，你过去的日子当中有一些不太好的事情。
You may find that in your past there have been things that have been not so good.
别人会说这是很不幸的事情。
Other people might say this is very unfortunate.
可能工作上。
Perhaps in your work,
可能你的身体,
in your health,
或者你的家庭,
with your family.
但是这些事情你要从神的角度去看。
But if you look at all of these things from the perspective of the Lord,
神容许一些事情发生。
God allows certain things to happen.
如果我愿意顺从神,
if we are willing to obey and follow the Lord,
这个看来不幸的东西会成为神的恩典。
What was previously seen as unfortunate can become God's grace.
神有时候会让一些不幸变成祝福。
So some things that are seen as unfortunate can become blessings.
所以求神改变我们的眼光。
So we ask that God will change our perspective.
因为如果我们认识神是怎么样一位神的话，
if weKnow and understand who God is.
即使事情不顺利，
then even when things do not go our way,
你还是会感谢神。
We will still give thanks to the Lord.
因为神是本为善。
Because God is good.
他不会让任何不好的事情临到我们。
He will not allow anything that is not good to fall on us.
所谓的不好，从人的角度看。
Something that is seen as not good in the eyes of people.
但神用这个带来他的祝福。
But God uses this to give us blessing.
我必须相信神本为善。
We must believe that God is good.
我们就可以在任何情况下感谢称颂。
And in that way, we can give thanks to God under any circumstance.
盼望这是我们感恩节所学到的功课。
I hope this is what we will learn on this Thanksgiving.
这也是我们十周年感恩的时候希望学到的功课。
And this is also what we hope to learn in this 10th anniversary of our church.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你带领我们真理堂过去十年，经过许多的不同的过程，不同的关口，但是点点滴滴都是你的祝福。我们献上我们的感谢，愿我们今天无论用各样的方式所献上的感谢的祭，都在你的面前得你的悦纳。从我们的儿童，从青少年到我们成年人，我们所有的一切都愿意归荣耀颂赞于你。Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this 10-year anniversary for Amos Chapel. In the past several years, you bring us a lot of blessing. Even though from human perspective, something is not necessarily called good fortune, good luck, but from your perspective, everything you bring to us is a blessing from you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your protection, your guidance, and your providence. 天父，我们来到你的面前，我们愿意求你教导我们怎么样成为你的儿女，在凡事上所做所行都能够来讨你的喜悦，好让我们在你的面前懂得感恩，也懂得称颂。Father, we pray that we can not only limited to this space in the church.Not limited to the Sunday morning. Every day, we can offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to living for you in school, in office, in a family, in every place. Let our service become a worship to you so that we'll be pleased by you and accepted by you.我们这样祷告祈求是奉靠救主耶稣基督的名， Amen.